airplane edge and the symbol crash. Follow the burning sign, the trail of bullets, the embers dying.
Discarded shoe, like an open mouth, a burn on the pavement. Discarded shoe, like an open mouth, a burn on the pavement.
staked out with eyes like a giant crystal, catching the angles of light. The city borders the skin.
The city's taped out 1981, A Walk Through the City by Hildegard Westerkamp, composed at the Sonic Research Studio here at SFU. We have time for one more from this, the second part of side A of this wonderful disc inside the soundscape. Whisper Study is the next one. This is from 1975 and a rework in 1979 for two-channel audio by Hildegard Westerkamp, poetry by Norbert Rubsat. In the liner notes here from the original performance of this, which would have been at the Western Front Gallery in 1975, Whisper Study is based on the sentence, "When there is no sound, hearing is most alert." A quote from the Indian mystic Kripal Singh in Nam. "Except for the distant horns, all sounds were derived from my own voice whispering the above sentence and the word silence. Whisper Study started out as an exercise in exploring basic tape techniques in the analog studio of the 70s and using the whispered voice as sound material. Eventually, it became a piece about silence, oral perception, and acoustic imagination. Whisper Study explores the place or moment where sound ends and its image begins. The poem, When There Is No Sound, by Norbert Rubsat was written in direct response to the original version of Whisper Study. The poem in this version is spoken by myself inside a soundscape of icicles and footsteps in snow, which originally was created for my radio series Soundwalking on Vancouver Cooperative Radio in 1978 and 79. Eventually, this section was mixed with the last part of the original version of Whisper Study. And now please enjoy Whisper Study by Hildegard Westerkamp right here on Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast.
Thank you. sound, hearing is most alert. There are places in the imagination where the sound folds into itself like freezing, where the soft crackle of ions moves into the air on snow feet made of fine wire. Suddenly you are there from behind a boulder where you have been watching the moss begin. And it's as if somebody were filling a strangely shaped cup with water from a tap somewhere close to your ear. And you have the memory of vast distances with hawks on the horizon, where the world became a kind of ache, a species of limb that is part of the larger universe. And suddenly nothing is so real as these hands wanting always to touch things, or these eyes which disappear immediately into the rivers like a breed of nocturnal salamanders. At night, you can hear the bones of the forest, the ancient ones making terrible love. You can hear the wind, the godfather beating his ice wings.
Whisper Study from 1975, and a rework with that poetry from Norbert Rubsat in 1979, originally for the radio series Soundwalking, hosted by the composer of this piece, Hildegard Westerkamp, a local and very influential figure in the Vancouver sound art and electronic music scene. Thank you so much for joining us here on Bitcoover FM. I gotta go run and catch a bus, but this has been Season 16, Episode 1. Please join us next week for more information and possibly some more physical media now that we got the cassette deck working. We had a lot of cool stuff, and of course, dear netizens, thank you for joining us in the virtual plaza, and please remember to synthesize with nostalgia.